Hi, this is Audie from Broken Bones, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And all I'm going to say to you is, fuck off and die.
Good afternoon, everybody. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can listen to us online at www.citr.ca. And for those of you expecting a power cord right now, this is actually a live broadcast right now. CITR is at the Catalano Music and Arts Festival here, where you can find us at the Zula Records stage at 4th and Maple on a beautiful Saturday afternoon here. Plenty of activity going on right now, and those of you in Zula Records, you should be able to hear us as well, too, right now. So you can always scamper back and forth. And, we have a whole wide selection of bands that are playing here this afternoon. So CITR is going to be here until 6 p.m. broadcasting here. We're going to have interviews with some of the acts that are playing, and then we'll have some of the bands themselves playing live. We are just to your left, our right of the stage, facing 4th Avenue here. So coming up at 2:30, it is going to be Bummer High. Then at 3:30, High Drops are going to be hitting the stage. Then New Sensei is going to be at 4:30. Then at 5:30, it is Blackout Beach. So everything started here at noon. And one thing that we're trying to line up next few minutes here is an interview with the band that actually just played. It would be Aaron Reed. So if you are in the area, do stop by. Say hello to our wonderful CITR volunteers at the stage. And we do have swag and Discorder magazines available, so do come on by. Hopefully you're enjoying yourself on this afternoon. So right now we're just going to queue up a little Defectors here, and we're going to hunt down Aaron Reed and a couple members from his playing band, and we'll see what we're going to do. So stay tuned to CITR 101.9 FM in sunny Vancouver, live at the Catalano Music Festival.
Time.
right, welcome back to the Catalano Arts and Music Festival here. This is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm Gak, normally host of Exploding Hidden Movies Monday nights, but I'm here Saturday at 2 to 4 p.m. here at the Zulu Records stage here at 4th and Maple. And I'm joined by, right now, the guy who actually just performed, so you just missed him. So you're going to have to, based on conjecture, how he did. So, Aaron Reed.
Hey.
Welcome to CITR. How are you?
Good, man. Thanks for having me.
That's no problem. You enjoying the festival so far?
Yeah. So there's lots of fun stuff to check out.
Well, what have you seen so far here that's really caught your fancy?
It was really cool. The baby disco was really good.
What is the baby
disco? It's a dude DJing for, like, a bunch of babies, for, like, baby dance.
Awesome.
And there's, like, beanbags, and there's just no one. Well, like, babies were all just sitting, because I don't think babies understand the concept of night dancing.
Yeah, it's a little abstract to them, but I'm sure they're the music, they just are there. Do they have, like, the headphones on to protect their hearing as well?
No, it was pretty soft.
Okay.
But we were talking about how the DJ was doing a really good job. He wasn't, like, pandering to them by playing, like, kids' jams. He was playing, like, Beatles and stuff like that.
No, that's good. You can't pander to the kids at all. They catch on quickly.
They know.
All right, Aaron, if anyone hasn't heard you before, what would you describe sort of the music that you play in?
I don't know. Like, I guess, like, pop music with guitars and kind of, like, sometimes loud, sometimes weird, sometimes straightforward.
That's right. Yeah, I picked up a little bit of a Pavement vibe on that last song that you played there. Yeah,
I don't listen to too much Pavement, but that era of music, like, I really love Sonic Youth and like Sebado and stuff like that. So
perfect stuff that way. So what's made you sort of decide to become a musician? Was it something
I don't know. I just kind of, my friend in high school got me into some better music than I was listening to at my own choice. So, and then he kind of had a 4-track, so I bought a 4-track and just recording, and then from there, just getting really. I did, like, violin when I was a kid, so
awesome.
I was always got really into music, and then and from there, just kind of, you know, recording things that are total ripoffs of other things. And
so
then,
you start. You stand on the shoulders
exactly.
of giants,
and then
exactly,
just like
yeah.
kind of keep going from there.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So at this point, are you primarily sort of playing by yourself when you sort of focus, or like the band that you've assembled here, which I know has some of the guys from Olmok and Korean Gut? How did sort of that sort of develop together?
Oh, they're all my friends. Like I went to art school with Ellis, and he plays in an amazing band, Flash Palace. And then Olmok and Tom Whalen. They're all friends of mine, and I used to play in Tom's band, Gross Xmas.
Okay.
And him and I do weird things at his house, and we're all just buds, and it's kind of cool because they're all in, like, really good bands. So, and then I just kind of, we just turn my recordings into live things. So it's, like, equally fun hangout times with friends as it is playing.
That's good. Yeah. You always want that good mix of being, like, a good place to hang out but still sort of come out with great music that
way.
Yeah,
that's kind of what I want. I don't really want to, like, yell at people or anything like that.
You could be disciplinary. You could just sort of that military whip the crack thing. It's like, no!
Yeah.
Do the James Brown thing and fine people $5 for a missed note or something like that.
I throw a chair every practice.
That's, of course.
Yeah, myself.
Keeps the strength
up. Throw it really
as well,
hard against
too.
A wall and it deflects and hits me. So no one gets hurt.
You get
hurt.
Your scrapes that way.
Only me. Only I get hurt.
All right. Do you have any music out right now in stores? Or like? I noticed that you had something in Bandcamp. Can you describe that?
Yeah, that's the only thing. I mean, it's like I wanted to make a Bandcamp page, so I put a bunch of songs in, and then I guess it was perceived as an EP. So that is a thing you can download for free.
Oh, awesome.
But I think I was calling it Black Sun. I have a bad habit of constantly trying to call it new things to make myself feel good or something. But
it sort of gives, like, role-playing in a way. Sort of gives myself a different identity. So, like, what were you thinking with Black Sun then? Was it something?
I don't know. I kind of stopped using it because I looked it up, and I saw it after I saw this movie about a artist who went blind and kind of recounts this, like, anyways, really good movie, documentary. Okay. But then I googled it, and it's like a Nazi occult symbol too, so I decided not to, like, be Black Sun anymore. I didn't want to be associated with, like, Nazi magic.
That would have been more like a 70s Joy Division sort of attitude,
exactly,
that way. But it's a little tenuous now. So what's your Bandcamp link, or
I think if you google, like, Aaron Reed Black Sun or Aaron Reed Bandcamp, should be able to find something.
Sounds good. All right, and do you actually have the Aaron Reed Band experience playing live anytime soon?
No, this was kind of the thing.
This was like a one-off?
I'm going to try and record a tape thing, so I'm going to spend a lot of time trying to make a bunch of new songs, and then maybe we'll play some stuff.
Excellent. Good to hear. Yeah. Well, Aaron Reed, thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, thanks
Great
for having
earlier,
me.
Great set earlier, and take care of yourself, can't wait to hear what you do next.
Thanks, man.
All right. That was Aaron Reed there. And, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Coming up soon, it is Bummer High. Join us at the Catalano Music Festival here, 4th and Maple. All right, we're going to wing it here. We're running a little bit of technical difficulty with the music that we got queued up here. So, Aaron, thanks so much. Enjoy the rest of the festival. All right, so, yes, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Power cord preempted graciously, allowing us to broadcast live here at 4th and Maple. Do stop by here. Our volunteers are standing by a table. We are broadcasting live. If you feel you need to buy some records at the same time in the midst of everything that's happening here, you can always go to Zula Records. We are going to be broadcasting there. Bummer High is setting up. They should be ready in the next few minutes. Otherwise, yeah, as Aaron Reed said, do check out the Baby Disco. And they do not pander at all. It is not going to be lullaby versions of children's music or anything like that. It is good, honest music, an educational experience for the wee at heart and at age. Otherwise, there's plenty of free stuff floating around here. Plenty of people out. I do see some children actually with face paint on. I don't know if that's something that the child actually did himself, or is there a booth? I'm sure if you wander around, you could find something that way. So, all right. Stay tuned. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Welcome back. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. We are live at the Catalano Art and Music Festival here. You can catch us at the Zulu Record Stage here at 4th and Maple. Coming up shortly, it is Bummer High, so if you get a chance, do come down, catch him live. If not, if you're listening either in Zulu Records or somewhere on the road, you can always tune in to the radio station and catch him live. So I'm Gak. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM
in Vancouver. Summer High.
Thank you.
All right, we have one more song.
Bummer High here at the Catalina Arts Music Festival here at the corner of 4th and Maple. Broadcast live on CITR 101.9 FM here in sunny Vancouver. Online at www.citr.ca. We're going to be here till 6 p.m. Many other acts coming up. 3:30 it is going to be the High Drops. Then at 4:30 is New Sensei, and then 5:30 it is Blackout Beach. So stay tuned to CITR, and if you get a chance, do come on by. We have a booth here. We have a lot of volunteers just sitting by waiting. We have Discorder magazines. We have T-shirts, and in case there's a slight chill that comes up, there are hoodies as well, too. And if you are going to be in Zulu Records, we are broadcast in that fine location there, so do stop by 4th Avenue here. And we're going to have an interview with Bummer High shortly here. So stay tuned to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. I'm Gak. You're back here at Catalina Art Music Festival here with the Zulu Records Stage 4th and Maple. And we're joined by two, maybe three of the guys from Bummer High here. So can we get you guys to introduce yourselves here quickly?
Hey, I'm Steve.
I'm Liam.
Fraser.
Fraser, all right. And then the fourth mysterious person, who, Dave. All right. Yeah, I know. Dave seems like an upright guy.
Sorry, I saw him talking to his dad, actually.
All right. Let's bring the microphone up.
Sorry. Yeah, I forgot about that. Sorry.
The entire radio aspect there. So you guys had a great set. How did you guys feel about that? Like,
it was all right.
Yeah,
it was,
have you done like afternoon
it's
shows
nice to
before?
Play, it's nice to play outside for a change instead of a bar because, you know, it's...
The fresh air?
Yeah, fresh air, less sweaty.
That's right. And you get to get, like, you know, all the young kids and elderly as well, too.
People that's cool. No, that's awesome. Yeah. I'm glad to see kids just walking around looking confused.
That's what they do. So, have you seen any parts of the festival at all, or did you just get here?
Just got here, but I'm going to be enjoying it for the rest of the day, and I have to play again at 4 o'clock with a band called Chains of Love.
Okay, that should be a great set. Do you know which stage you guys are going to be at then?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I'm not the guy who's on top of things.
All right. Okay, so what's the connection between Time Cops and Indian Wars with Bummer High?
Well, we share members.
Okay.
Steve plays in Indian Wars, and I play in Time Cops.
Okay.
Yeah.
How would you describe, like, the band sounds as opposed to, like, what you guys do with Bummer High here?
Just between all those three bands, we're probably a lot better.
I'd say so. I don't know. Time Cops is a punk band, and Indian Wars is more of a garage band.
Okay.
But we all like different kinds of music, so... We all play in each other's bands.
Right. Yeah, I'm getting a little bit more like a Sabbath and other vibe here as well, too. A little bit like Kyuss as well. Queens
of the City. We like all kinds of stuff. Like we like 60s garage stuff, and we like weirdo, like, psych punk stuff, too, like Spaceman 3.
Right.
That's the kind of stuff that we like. Liam actually writes most of the songs in the band.
Okay.
And he plays in this other band called Student Teacher, and I think he writes all their songs, too. So that's Liam over there.
So Liam's doing
the
like
mastermind.
Double duty. All right, Liam.
I don't actually write all the songs.
He's lying, actually.
Is there a percentage
of
them?
Full of it.
All right, so do you guys have like a cassette or EP or album out at all?
Actually, we have a split 7-inch we just got the test pressing a week ago?
Nice.
With High Drops, and they're awesome, so... It was pretty cool to actually share a split with them.
Is that coming out soon, or is that going to be part of like a tour?
Yeah, it should
live
be out early September, late August, or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. And you guys have any live gigs coming up at all anytime soon?
Do we actually? We might be tagging along with some friends. Dead Ghost. They asked us last night if we wanted to play some shows going down the coast.
Okay.
Because they're doing like a West Coast tour.
Awesome.
And they asked us if we wanted to play some shows, so we might just do that. And then, I don't know, we're probably gonna just finish recording like an album. We have a bunch of new songs that we just have to finish recording. So
okay, so a lot of like what you played right now, that's something that hasn't been released.
Those like all those songs are pretty much unreleased except for one.
Okay.
So we basically scrapped all of our old songs.
Start from scratch.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, it sounds good because we used to have the guy who put out that split 7-inch. He also plays in Student Teacher with Liam.
Okay.
And he's putting it out, and he used to play drums in this band, and then and he's not anymore, so I ended up replacing him. But it's pretty cool that he wanted to actually put out the record.
That's good.
Yeah.
Connections run deep in Vancouver here, so.
Oh, yeah, totally. We're all friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not bad. Are there going to be any bands playing later that you want to check out at all? Like, I saw Lady Hawks coming up playing one of the stages, and.
Last time I saw Lady Hawk was, like, 2007 or 2008 or something. It's been a long time.
Right.
I don't know. I haven't seen.
You haven't seen the full schedule?
No, I haven't seen the full schedule. I'm actually, like, the last guy to know what's going on. Oh, sorry about that. Yeah, so I never know what's going on. I'm always just the guy who's like, oh, we're playing at 2:30 today?
I'll be there.
Okay, yeah, I guess I'll be there. I don't really have a choice, do I?
All right, well, thanks for your time here, and good luck with Chains of Love at 4 o'clock.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, great
stuff,
guys.
Sounds good. Oh, yeah.
All right.
Put her there.
Thank you. All right, so that was Bummer High here, interviewed on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Stay tuned. Coming up 3:30, it is the High Drop, so come on down to Catalano Art Music Festival. We're at 4th and Maple. It's a beautiful Saturday afternoon here, so come on out. Everyone and their dogs are here, too.
I don't know. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, daily grassroots global unembedded international independent news hour. And this is CITR 101.9 FM.
Why did you eat the whole thing?
Hi.
You snuck in my room and got him and shut the door because I told you not to eat anymore. Why'd you eat so many?
I love M&M's.
I know you love M&M's, but now you're going to have a tummy ache.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
When I have a rumbly in my tummy, the only thing that makes me feel better is listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Yes. Bravo. Yes, indeed. This is going to make your world a lot different than the one I grew up in.
You know what?
CITR.
Yeah?
Sure, it's over there.
And over there is where that sound is coming from. Right, Mr. Marconi?
Through the air, across the ocean, the first time ever.
I'll be your wingman. Even if it means me taking a chubby, I will suck it up.
CITR has always been your ultimate wingman for when you have the ladies back at your place or whatever.
We like to party, right? Guys like him, they don't like to party like we do. You know, we're having a lot of fun.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We like to party.
Yeah, we like to party. Did I say that already?
Beautiful country. You know, I rode out here about 50 years ago on a little dun horse and started a film career. Picture called The Big Trail. Well, I made quite a few since then. Some good, some bad. Matter of fact, in those days...
CITR!
Matter of fact, they come in pretty handy anytime. It's kind of nice to know you have something set aside. So if you ever figure on that, remember that...
CITR!
Can be mighty helpful.
Yeah!
I'm at war. I'm at war with myself. I'm at war with you. I'm at war with everybody. That's why I don't do drugs. Because I don't want to be numb. I want to feel the pain. I want the clarity of the challenge. I want to win. I want to kick in the head. I want to tear the throat box out. I want to smash in the lungs. I want to kick in the rib cage. I want to split the spine. And I want to use your phone, make love to your wife, sister, eat your dog, and leave your house with a good cassette.
CITR 101.9 FM. Where there's just a little bit of Kim Fowley in each and every one of us.
No, I don't think so.
I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Don't you put it in your mouth. Don't you put it in your mouth. Don't you stuff it in your face. Don't stuff it in your face. Though it might look good to eat. Though it might look good to eat. And it might look good to taste. And it might look good to taste. You could get sick. Yuck.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Don't put it in your mouth.